Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. You're hearing the mighty sounds of Bill Withers. Lean on me when you're not strong. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not strong. This particular broadcast is going to focus on black economics, on some of the things that we go through as we try to evolve ourselves in the business of America. So we have a problem that we all understand. We need the money. We need to take care of our families. We need to support our children and their dreams and their ambitions. And that requires the money. I have my two panel guests here. We have Darren and we have Rob. And we're going to talk about black economics. Now, this broadcast is not to put anyone down, but we are pointing fingers to say that we want to do better and we know how we can get this done. So join in with us so that we can attempt to try to get this straightened out. So I'm going to give Rob an opportunity to introduce himself into this broadcast, and then Darren is going to follow him, and then we're going to get down to the nitty gritty.
Hello, everybody. It's Rob. Thank you, Scott, for having me again. I appreciate you. Truly humbling.
And I'm the second guest. My name is Darren. I'd like to express that same sentiment. Thanks again for having me, Pastor Scott. These conversations are well needed, and I look forward to what we are going into.
Well, let's just take it out the park right quick here. What does black economics mean to you, Darren?
Sure. When I think of black economics, I usually go with the ability to provide, let's say, financial security for my family, and as well as how other black people are dealing with stuff like that. It's a wide topic, but usually surrounds spending, of course, saving, business for sure, and just the day-to-day things that help with the black man earning a dollar, basically.
When you say spending, where are you spending?
Oh my gosh, we might need 2 hours. From bills to extra activities to things that you might like that has nothing to do with what you have assigned to the day-to-day runnings of your life. We spend money like everywhere.
So in your spending, this is to maintain a lifestyle that you feel comfortable with?
In reality, I would say no. Now, I might go down a rabbit hole for a second, but as a black man, being comfortable when it comes to money isn't a luxury that is afforded to much of us. We are always thinking of course, making sure that food is on the table, making sure that the bills are paid, but also the maintenance of that. Let me give you another side note. A lot of us have, as black people, if we lose our jobs today, we are not guaranteed that we would make it out for the next month. Mm-hmm. Let 2 months is 2 months is a miracle.
You finished
3 months, right? It'll never happen. Mm-hmm. So that money that we are spending, it's never comfortable. It's never comfortable. Sometimes for a lot of us, it's, as we say in the Caribbean, hand to mouth. Like, as soon as you get it, you have to eat. As soon as you get it, you can't really let it rest or make it work for you.
Well, I want to go back to the food you're talking about putting on the table, because we're not talking about a happy meal where you get a piece of a burger, because when you squeeze it down, that's about what it is, and some French fries and a drink. Now, that's about $5-6 right there, times four.
Yep.
So, we want to be a little bit more analytical. So when we're talking about some vegetables, a real piece of meat, some mashed potatoes, something that will stick to you, and why not some dessert? I would like a piece of cake after I finish my meal. So we're not talking about just putting food on the table. We're talking about putting quality on the table. And when we take our finances and we go out to eat, or we go to that happy meal, well, since we want our children and ourselves to live a longer life, it's best for us to eat healthy. Yep. But eating healthy is expensive.
Yep.
Rob, you take it from there.
All right. So what does black economics mean to me? When I think about these, I two things come to mind. I think about, you know, supporting my brother. And then I just think about the entrepreneurship within the culture. You know, what are we doing? You know, if you Google black economics, first thing is going to pop up is talking about unreported income.
Yep.
drugs, you know what I mean? Those
illegal stuff.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But when I think of black economics, I truly just think about, you know, supporting within the community. Before I go to McDonald's, if my brother is selling dinners, I'm going to go to my brother. You know what I mean? Yep. Just making sure that those funds are not being distributed to anybody. You know what I'm saying? If my sale or if my purchase can help fuel your business and keep you going, keep you on your feet, you know what I mean? That's what I want to do.
So then when you talk about going to your brother, mm-hmm. you know, we have this mindset that when we go to spend money with our mm-hmm. brother, we got to spend more. You know, you got to give us more. We want more potatoes and we want more of this. I mean, when we go into the juke joint and the other cultures are supporting that, you take what they give you. Mm-hmm. But when you go to the brother, oh my God, you want everything. Hey, you got a biscuit to go with that? So I get excited because we have these expectations of each other that are unrealistic. We want more for a less of a price. And then, you know, we got to kick in the brother man discount.
Right. No. That takes me to the next question. You know what I mean? On how are we going to do that?
Right.
But realistically, you are to support your brother. Well, it was a saying that came out. I support black businesses without asking for a discount. That came out maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know. I seen it on Facebook. But you know what I mean? I support my brother without asking for a discount. And it's so pertinent that we do that, because we the first one to ask for a discount, bro. We can't do that. We can't expect to be, all right, I'm going to help you out, but can you know what I mean? All in all, do it with genuality. Do it with the thought of, okay, this can flourish. This can definitely push them over the edge. Right. Don't do you go to McDonald's and ask for an extra burger when you order your head? No. So we have to stop doing. We have to get out of that mindset and asking for discounts. If we get a discount or even, you know, a little, it's a blessing.
Well, yeah. You know, I personally flip the script a little bit. When I go to places, I'm asking for my military discount. I'm asking for my senior citizen discount.
Well deserved.
I'm asking because, you know, these expectations that we put on one another is unfair. And so I want us to know how it looks, you know, on the real tip. I want you all to understand, you know, why not leave a tip? Because you know what the brother or sister has gone through to get there. So Darren, how do you view how you support Black businesses in the 21st century now?
Okay, I'm going to touch on a few examples because in reality, a lot of these things were planted in me as a child. Now, as kids, whenever we were going out with our parents, or let's say there's a football match and my mom is taking me to see the football match, we would always be told to eat home. Eat whatever you want to eat. Eat now, because when we leave and go to that game, we're not buying anything.
No.
And I thought it was weird. Like, yo, like, they're selling popcorn, they're selling all these different things. Like, why would I not want to buy that? And as I got older, I started to realize, like, it's more important to keep your money, like, within your community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that same popcorn that's being sold at that game, there's someone in my same area selling that popcorn.
Right, at the price.
Someone who I'm going to pass and say good afternoon to, or, you know, the simple things that are connecting us. I might, like, I don't know what the future would hold, but I might need that person to look out for my child. You know, so I need to establish these kind of relationships early. And it start with these little things like supporting your own local businesses. Another thing was when I was in school, I had a project for an accounting class where you had to sell snacks. And I thought to myself, well, it's just making $25. I could put away. I was lazy. I didn't want to go about walking the street selling. So I told myself, hey, I could just put aside my $25. And at the end of the time period, just turn it in. I mean, I had the money. And then one of my friends said to me, like, hey, why do you want to use your money? Like, we know everyone in the community and they're really nice to us. Just go and ask them to support you. And I didn't really see it that way. And I went and sold the candy and stuff. And in doing that, I realized, like, your community can help you if they're aware of what you're trying to do. I was a kid with a nice face, so that kind of helped as well, you know. So when I think of how I supporting Black businesses, it starts to me with your community.
I'm glad you said it that way, because this leads into something that we're going to start doing here on KingScottRadioTV.com. We're going to start soliciting a dollar, because I'm not able to pay these two very intellectually guests. See, I keep it real. I don't pull no punches, straight, no chaser. And we should be able to do that. But when you're starting out, when you're grooming a station, even though we have 1.6 million listeners on board now, we should be able to get a dollar from the community to keep Black radio going. There's only 3% of us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get it twisted. It's only 3% of us out of 100%. That means 97% of them are getting our businesses and our business and our money through other mediums that's going to feed their families. So we're going to start doing that. So from this point on, just so you know, we're going to start soliciting a dollar. We want you to send in a dollar to the station. We have a location here. If you go on my Facebook page, Kevin Scott Facebook, you will see all of the station, all that we do. And we ain't raggedy. Our desk is not falling apart. We have stuff right. So we're going to do that so we can pay these gentlemen. And they're going to come back and tell you, yeah, I got a check. And that's what our money is supposed to pour into our communities and go around a couple of times before it go out to other cultures.
Yep.
So we're going to start doing that on this station now. And I just want you to know, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to support each other. And we need your help, too. So don't fake. Don't play. This is not a game. They have children. They keep their children. You should see their children. They wear bow ties. They come in little hats. Darren's wife, she dresses the two daughters so wonderfully. When they come in the door, we looking at them saying, wow, I ain't look like that. That's how good a parent that they are. So we're going to make sure that they get all the benefits that are due them in the 21st century. So now our next question is going to be, tell us how you would be involved in supporting Black businesses. So we're going to take that to Rob first.
Okay. So forgive me in advance if I've been, but I feel like half of the problem with our culture supporting each other is hate. You know what I mean? Too many people hate, and get the hate out your heart. You know what I'm saying? If you know that your brother does computer work, why go down to that store where you know the owners ain't really about the, it's not really benefiting them. They already got it. You know what I mean? So if you know homegirl from the church, your sister from the church is selling dinners, don't start rumors like, oh, I wonder what her house look like. You know what I mean? Don't plant those bad seeds before you disregard and have other people following you. I feel it's a lot of hate in our community. It's not a lot of love. And so with that, you know, with love, you're going to care that, okay, dang, they selling dinners. Oh, he's starting a detail shop. Oh, she's selling T-shirts. Oh, they doing cupcakes. These are all things in which, you know, your random friends might be trying to do. They trying to get, you know, they trying to set a set a foundation. Because one thing I know is that these other cultures, Their foundation is set, so their children is already made. You understand what I'm saying? Their children don't have to worry about starting their own business because dad already put it on his feet. It's already running. You know what I mean? And that's what's lacking in our community and in our culture. And so we got to establish that foundation. Stop hating. Because if you're not going to buy theirs or you're not going to support them, ain't nobody going to support you. It's not going to come back.
Right, right. I would like to just say, we practice what we preach here at King Scott Radio TV. Now, this is off the cuff. Darren has come in to this studio and fixed things that I'm not capable of. Fixing. And he got paid. Am I lying to him? Am I not telling the truth, Darren, that you have been a technician here?
Zero lies told. Zero lies.
So I'm saying that to say I have learned to make sure that my money goes around in my community to the best of my ability, because I don't know it all. But we're talking about your money. We're talking about you supporting this kind of business so that we can continue to spread the word about black economics. Because if we don't do it, you better bet that other cultures are not going to support it, because they'll ignore us. So, Darren, we're going to throw the same question. But that's just a testimony of what we practice here. Mm-hmm. So you don't think we playing with you. We just trying to set you up. We're asking for something for nothing. We practice what we preach. Go ahead, Darren.
Sure. I'd like to say we as black people, unfortunately, we are the minority. Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, my parents, their parents before that, what opportunities were afforded to them were at the least very minimal.
Yes.
So you'd find, like with my circle, a lot of my friends, their moms were waitresses at restaurants, mm-hmm. Factory workers. And we as kids, we looked at what our parents made with what little they had to provide for us.
Yes.
To make sure that we had what we needed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, a lot of those life lessons I try to implement when it comes to supporting of black businesses. Like a simple statement as, hey, his mom worked at a restaurant, so you should tip. You know, his dad mowed lawns, so you should try and get him to mow your lawn. You know, like simple things like that. And we as black people, we need to understand our power as a community.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Speak it.
Now, yes, they are big corporations. What they have that we didn't have, and are trying to get, was power. Now, I'm going to get a little racy. So let me preface this statement by saying, this is Darren's statement, not King Scott Radio statement. This is Darren's opinion, and this is King Scott Radio is just a medium which I'm using to express it. Racism is very much alive. But the thing is, we know. So what are we going to do about it? If we know that, hey, they have the power, and in a sense, they're trying to keep it from us, I can't make this stand alone. So we have to make this stand together.
Yes, sir.
You know, support each other's businesses. You know, like I said, a lot of it is community mindset. I know a friend who's doing this. I know a mm-hmm. friend who's doing that. I know this lady up the street who's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We are all community, so we should support each other as such. And with that mindset, we could go a lot further than anything.
So we want to give you our address. It's KingScottRadioTV.com at 171 North Mechanic Street, Cumberland, Maryland, 21502. Our phone number, because you can call into the station, is 240-362-7552. And then I want you to look at the other content that's on the station. We do Bible studies. We play jazz. We do R&B. This is minority business at its best, because I try to work at my best. I sit and think. My wife sometimes asks me, what are you doing? I'm thinking. Because it requires that. When your business, when you put it together, you're going to have to think. It's going to happen that way. Yep. So, moving on, I'll ask this last question. We're almost at the end of this show. Have you ever tried, Darren, to start your own business?
Technically, yes.
Now, you're an electronic guy. You know how to put together boards. And when I say boards, I mean sound boards. And you have an understanding of printers and things like that. So you can lend your services out for a fee because nothing's free. You can do that. So if you wanted to start your own business and you got the proper support, would you do it?
Actually, I would. Whenever you have kids, it changes your life in so many different ways. And just the idea of another avenue for providing for them.
Yes.
It's a no-brainer. Like, I will provide for my kids, full stop. Whatever it takes, I'll provide for my kids. Now, yes, I did start a business. Me and a few of my friends. I was actually a DJ. So, growing up, we listened to one of the popular sounds from Jamaica called Stone Love. And while we saw other DJs where it was just two or three people, they had about 12 strong. And at first, I didn't understand the idea of it, but in doing it, it kind of made sense. Because as a DJ, you're going to play for events, you're going to play for parties, you're going to play for weddings, you're going to play for different things, boat rides and stuff. Now, if it's just three of you, it limits the amount of events you can have a night. But if it's 12 of you, then it's a no-brainer. More people, more events. So I did start playing music with my friends. It was going really well, actually. I don't know how much money. I made a lot of money. But I ended up moving. I ended up moving to the U.S., so that was my little adventure. I started playing music about when I was like 19 and took it seriously from 20. So I played music for roughly 10 years. And yeah, it was very productive. You met a lot of people, made some money, of course.
So we're going to provide, because there's enough room at the table. I don't need all of it. As a matter of fact, I don't want all of it because I'll probably get silly. But if that's what he wants to do, and we have 1.6 million listeners, why wouldn't I share with him? Why wouldn't I give him a platform to spring off of? Why wouldn't I do that? I'm sitting here asking you, so why wouldn't I support him? Exactly. It makes sense, doesn't it? Common sense. So Rob, what's your story on that?
So I've never. I don't know. Have you ever started your own business? Did we talk about black economics? Yeah. We all have. I'm so sure we all have. And I'm not, you know, it's fun and games. But seriously, have you ever shoveled snow for money? Mm-hmm. Have you ever cut grass for money? Have you ever washed cars for money?
Right.
You know what I mean?
To some degree, we've all done it.
So we've all done it. And it's about how serious we've taken it. Because you see some corporations out there, you know, who will come, truckers, come and plow your whole parking lot at your job, wherever you at for a fee. You know what I mean? We didn't take it serious at that time because we thought nothing of it, you know, but realistically, yes. And so my main thing with trying to start your own business is find a passion. Find something you're good, you like to do, not just you're good at.
Right.
And then, you know, flourish. It's going to be down times. It's going to be times where business isn't booming, but stay consistent. Stay available. I have dreams to be, you know, to own businesses and things like that in regard to flipping houses or real estate or, you know what I mean, whether it's personally owned. My main thing is I want to build a foundation for my babies.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. I don't want to leave them with debt. Mm. So many of us leaving our kids with debt, we don't even know it.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned on the previous or on another show, death is expensive.
It costs
thousands and thousands of dollars to bury a body or buy a plot or, you know what I mean? It costs money. And so instead of me leaving my kids in that state, I feel by starting my own business, by building that foundation, they will already have something that they can do, an option, whether they go their own route or whether they follow the path. I want to give them that option.
So he has the same platform that Darren has. We can do a lot if we begin to work with each other. And that includes you, audience. Don't try to hide behind the curtain. We're talking about you. We're talking about us and our monies passing around in our communities. Mm-hmm. So we know that if you call a station and you need someone in this area, because we have people listening in this area that need some technical work or some computer work, Darren is right here. You can reach him right here. And see, I laugh because Rob has a passion for kids.
Yep.
Not just his own. He works with kids. And as long as you all keep having babies, there's a Rob here to help you. He's fit, cut, and he knows what he's doing. So I see him one day maybe having a gym, if that's what he wants to do. I see him working with your child, teaching them how to eat right and work out to become possibly another professional football or basketball player.
Yep.
That's in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
I see that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to support one another. This is real, and we're talking real talk to you. That's why we call this the Just for Men Radio Talk Show, because it's important. This is men talk, because guess what? We're the head of our families.
Yep.
I mean, we know we have some pushy women around. And that's okay. We're going to love you anyway. But biblically, we are head of our households, and we are supposed to provide. So we're going to do that. We're going to keep the drive alive. We're going to support one another. Now, I was going to talk about a couple of businesses that I've tried to do business with, and they shunned us. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. I will attack them. I mean, I will deal with them in another manner. Because there's consequences to your actions. So we're going to give out this address again. We just ask you to send in a dollar to KingScottRadioTV.com at 171 North Mechanic Street, Cumberland, Maryland, 21502. Our phone number here is 240-362-7552. This has been another production of KingScottRadioTV.com. We have so much more. You can send in some topical information to us, and we will try to talk about it. It's ours, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. We can do what we want. It's that simple. If it sounds arrogant, then it is. It's ours. We worked for it. We earned it. And we're going to use it to the glory of God. And what comes behind it is your blessings. And we're going to pass it on. Amen.
Amen.
KingScottRadioTV.com.